Okay, and we're back with the Knox County Treasurer candidates. For Knox County Treasurer, we have Democrat Robin Davis, who is the incumbent, and she will be challenged by Janet Windisch, a Republican. So we'll use the same format we did with the last group. Janet, you get the first shot at the opening. You've got 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. I'm Janet Windisch. I'm a lifelong resident of Knox County. I live over in the southeast corner of Knox County, been there all my life. I have a husband that's been with me for over 30 years. I have 3 grown sons and 12 grandchildren. I couldn't say anything nicer about Knox County. I've lived there all my life, and it's important to me. I have run my own businesses. Right now, I currently own and am the agent at Windisch Insurance Agency in Yates City. I have had other businesses that I have been the manager of, and have had employees. And over the last 30 years, I have been called Dragon Lady 3 times. Most importantly, I don't leave the house without my lipstick. I really appreciate all of you being here this evening, and I would love to have your vote in the upcoming election.
Thank you, Janet. Robin Davis, your opening statement.
Good evening. I want to thank everybody, all the sponsors, for hosting this event, and thank you, Mr. Martin, for moderating it. I'm honored and privileged to be your Knox County Treasurer. I was born in Galesburg at Cottage Hospital. But anyway, I grew up on a farm outside of Abington. I went to Abington High School, and then I went on to pursue my higher education and have a Bachelor's of Business degree in Business Finance and a minor in Agricultural Business. I have 38 years of financial experience, 30 years in the Knox County Treasurer's Office, and 20 years as being the Knox County Treasurer. It's a very complex office that has a lot of functions to it, and our office actually does more than a lot of the neighboring treasurer's offices do. But first and foremost, we are safely receive and preserve all money that flows into the county. We also maximize our rate of return on investments while maintaining liquidity and making sure every single investment is safe and collateralized. I financial account for the entire county, and the annual budget last year was $74 million. We collect and distribute real estate and mobile home tax payments. The real estate is $80 million this year. I process payroll for 350 to 400 employees biweekly. There's a lot of complexity to that. You have to know labor laws, and you also have to make sure that taxes get filed appropriately with the state. Our office assists with workman's comp and liability claims. We coordinate the employee benefits, dental, vision, life insurance, and IMRF, which is the pension. We track asset inventory for anything over $500 for all of the county's assets. And I specifically work diligently with the County Finance Committee, which we're in the process right now, of developing a balanced budget. And we try, and we've succeeded successfully for the last 5 years at least, not to raise the rate to the taxpayers. Also, I'm responsible for monthly reporting to the county board members. Finances. And she told me my time ended. So thank you.
It has ended, but the good thing is you get the first question.
Okay.
Robin, how efficiently and effectively does the treasurer's office operate?
I think we operate very efficiently and effectively. Our office is responsible for a multitude of tasks with very serious deadlines, and if we miss those deadlines, the county can be fined and we can lose grant funding and other types of funding. So it's important that we have to meet the deadlines. I have an excellent staff that helps me perform these services, and so I think we actually operate very efficiently.
Thank you. Janet, you have the same question. How efficiently and effectively does the treasurer's office operate?
Not being in the treasurer's office, I wouldn't know how it operates, only other than, you know, what I've seen being a resident of Knox County. But in my own office, I practice security, confidentiality, efficiency, and I strongly believe in using your time wisely. And I would like to continue all of those things in the treasurer's office.
Okay, thank you. Janet, the second question starts with you. How financially healthy is Knox County, and what insight do you have as to how it can be maintained and or improved?
I believe it could be more financially healthy. Everyone and every county could be. I believe that it should be looked into to see where funds are going that maybe could be allocated differently or more efficiently. And I tend to look into that.
Okay, thank you. Robin, that same question to you. How financially healthy is Knox County, and what insight do you have as to how it can be maintained and or improved?
The budget is the key to maintaining the county's financial stability. We've been very fortunate. It's taken several years, but we are at a financial safe security. Last year at the annual audit, they actually said that we had 90 days of reserves to get us through an emergency, which they recommend 90 to 120 days, and that's the first time we've been able to actually hit that level before. So we're actually definitely on the right track, and I definitely think that the zero-based budgeting that I implemented in budget control has helped to establish realistic balanced budgets and save the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I think to maintain that, we just got to continue to really manage the money and remind all the department heads that it's taxpayer money and not their money.
Okay, thank you. Robin, the next question is yours as well. As treasurer, what will you do to assure the taxpayers that county funds are properly accounted for?
My goal has always been for accountability and transparency. And we do that. We have annual audits every year. We have a website that they can go look at anything, how we're spending. We have to do an annual report of receipts and expenditures after the audit is finished at the end of the year. I'm working on a mobile app soon to be released, and it's going to be the first in the state of Illinois of all the treasurers. And so you can download it on your smartphone, and you can look at financial reports. You're going to be able to look at the way we're spending ARPA tax dollars. You can look at budgets, audits. You can pay your real estate tax payments. So I just don't think we can ever be more transparent and accountable enough. I think we always got to continue to improve on that.
Okay, thank you. Janet, same question. As treasurer, what will you do to assure the taxpayers that county funds are properly accounted for?
Well, transparency is an interesting or an important thing. And I feel that we should watch the budget, working with the Knox County Board and others. To be very diligent and cross every T and dot every I.
Okay, thank you. Janet, why should voters select you over the current Knox County Treasurer?
I think now is the time for change. If it's broke, let's fix it. I feel like I could come in there and start afresh, and I know I have a lot to learn. I'm a quick study, but I feel that now is a big time for change, and Knox County needs to see that.
Okay, thank you. Robin, why should voters keep you as county treasurer?
I don't think it is broke, so I don't think it needs fixed. But I've implemented zero-based budgeting and budget control, which I mentioned previously. I've created more ways to pay real estate taxes, including a drive-up drop box. We changed the delinquent date from being at 4 o'clock that night of due date until the next morning at 8:30, the same as if you had postmarked your tax bill. We've updated our financial software to provide more efficient and transparent financial records that every department and county board member can access. They can look at bills. They can look at the financial status at any point in time. We've converted our real estate software, which allowed for more earlier distribution to all the taxing bodies. Previously, we would have to wait until first due date to distribute. Now we start distributing as soon as within 3 weeks of when we start collecting, which is as soon as the tax bills go out. And again, I'm offering the first mobile application. I know the job, and I know it well. And I think you deserve to have an experienced, educated treasurer.
Okay, thank you. And then it's time for closing remarks, and Robin Davis, you are first. You have 1 minute.
Okay. I've been the treasurer for almost 20 years, and the county treasurer's office is actually one of the most important races in terms of the impact it could have on the entire county. I'm responsible for ensuring the financial security of the county and protecting your hard-earned tax dollars to the tune of $150 million. This is not a position to entrust to a person with no experience. A $9 million bond issue and proper ARPA are two things that are being in the current process that you have to make sure that you do things properly. Otherwise, fines and funding can occur. I've also brought a copy of the budget. It's 477 pages. And I actually prepare that budget. And I know where every appropriation and how the funds interact with each other. And this is why I ask you to reelect me. It is an honor and privilege to serve you, and you deserve a treasurer with experience and education to continue leading the county to financial security. Thank you.
Thank you. Janet Windish, your final closing remark.
I also have experience in many areas, and the only way I can prove that to you is if I'm in that office. And so I ask you all to vote for me, see the change, and let's go from there. Thank you.
Okay, applause for the candidates. Thank you. We'll take another 4 minute intermission. We're on radio time, so we got to make this work. Sheriff's candidates are next.